Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, how is everyone today? So welcome back. Today's topic, we're going to talk about mind chatter, mind clutter. So I've been meaning to put this one together for a while. So it's, we're in another session today, and just wishing everyone, whatever you're doing, a great, happy, happy day, no matter where you are or listening to this audio broadcast, on a train, in a plane, whatever you are on this planet, whatever you're doing, on the way back from work, just taking time out from work, or you're about to join me on a meditation. At the end of this podcast, I'm going to have a meditation on the topic mind chatter, mind clutter. So let's look at that. Let's look at different ways. I'm just going to go everywhere now, everywhere with this project, this little project here. So I can start off, say, does saying something and not doing that something create a mind clutter, and does it affect the self-esteem, or then does it create self-esteem? So let's go with that, with this particular topic. It's really been a while since I did something similar to a similar project. It does affect our self-esteem, because the mind is consistently collecting information from us. It listens to us. And if we keep saying things we don't do, it's actually building up like a resistance. It creates self-doubt. It's actually not very good. It's on a deeper subconscious level. We're actually creating some sort of feel that you know, actually keeps us from doing things. Actually, you know, it creates negative energy and so on. So it does hinder our self-esteem. Notice when you say something and then you actually do it, what actually happens there is it actually makes you feel lighter. We begin to feel much lighter when we actually action something and do something. It's much better to actually not even think about that thing. I know we all have aspirations, and I know we all have dreams and want to do things, and there's nothing. It's wonderful to have this capacity, but that something needs to evolve through us. Something's telling us that, hey, let's get some living done. Let's get something done. Doesn't matter what it is, you know. And so knowing that, you can, you know, if you put a lot of energy to it, it actually stimulates it, and then it grows in a negative way. But if you follow through it, you know, follow through it, create the habit to follow through, something will happen. You'll get more energized. You have more life. There's more love. So I just want to put it out there. So, mind clutter, mind chatter. Wonderful topic for today. But let's look at some other things. But not following through on what we say or not aligning our actions with our words. And it can create a sense of mind clutter and have this impact on our self-esteem. Okay. When we consistently fail to act in accordance with our stated intention or values, it can lead to feelings of disappointment, self-disappointment, frustrations, and a lack of trust in ourselves. So yeah, that's a build-up. That's like the, we need to keep flowing, you know, we need to flow, we need to float with it, we need to keep moving with it, and we don't want to have this frustration, which again, aiming at anxiety. This is also anxiety on a deeper level. Frustrations of not having to complete something that we said, that we had desire, that our mind wants to create, something in us wants to create stuff. So it's important to know. So when there's this connection between our words and actions, this creates kind of a cognitive dissonance, which is discomfort that arises from holding contradictory beliefs or behaving inconsistently with our values. So, you know, what the values are lining up here, you know, how much what we say in alignment with our values, right? It's going against our values. If you pencil down all your values, all our values, pencil them down, and you find that, do you value what you say? Yeah. Do you value what you say? So this dissonance can contribute to a sense of inner turmoil and self-doubt. Of course, what are we doing here? We're actually going down the spiral of frequency energy, you know, vibrational energy. We all have energy. We can go lower energy, higher energy. And of course, the more we action something with our thoughts and, you know, we create it, we manifest it, much better we are, and the more higher we have on this frequency, and one of the highest frequencies is love. Love to do what you think. So, yeah. Now let's look at some other things. So not honoring our commitments or consistency makes excuses. This erodes our self-esteem because we're undermining our own sense of competence and integrity. Sometimes, here's the thing, sometimes there's something coming out of us. It's something saying to us, well, I'm going to challenge you. You have to become competent. You have to become integritized in what you're saying and do. All right? This is important. Integrity and that competence, it's challenging us. It says that you can do more. But prepare to create that habit and challenge yourself to do more. And it can lead to feeling of inadequacy, right? And belief that we are not capable of following through our goals or promises. Again, not saying that you shouldn't make promises to yourself, but if you're not aligned, if these are not aligned with our values, we're actually going backwards. So that's the negative effects of mind clutter. It creates clutter on self-esteem and our self-esteem. It does create that clutter in the mind. We don't see it. We know it sometimes, we can feel it. It's important to cultivate self-awareness on this and practice self-compassion, you know, in this too. By becoming more aware of our thoughts and actions and their consequences, we can start to notice patterns in our life and make conscious choice to align our behaviors with our values. Now, again, this can help us build a stronger sense of integrity and self-trust. We have to trust what we do. It's part of our makeup. It's who we are. Imagine having this established habit of, which is we talked about last podcast about the established habits. This could be one of our established habits, saying things that don't mean nothing, but we have the wish of doing it. But we've been pushed on a spiritual level to manifest things. And then if we don't, it's like betraying our soul, betraying our purpose, betraying our creator, betraying us, who the creator is trying to work through us. But what do? We make promises we don't believe or we don't value. I guess, again, you're creating that clutter, that energy that needs to come out from us. But, you know, and we need to be able to, you know, keep pushing outwards rather than repressing, suppressing. It's important to practice self-compassion here too, and recognize that we all make mistakes or fall short of our own expectations at times, rather than, you know, berating ourselves for not being perfect. And we can choose to offer ourselves kindness and understanding. By acknowledging our limitations and learning from our experiences, now we can grow and improve our self-esteem. Ultimately, taking consistent action and aligning our words with our deeds can help reduce the mind clutter and contribute to a greater sense of self-worth and confidence. So, wonderful words shared there. We can also share, before we get to our meditation, I do have a little bit more sharing on this. We can also move into, all right. Let's move on to, how do we eradicate mind chatter on compulsive thoughts? Now, some of us can be looping, we're moving into a little second part of this one. Is like, how do we get rid of mind chatter, which creates mind clutter, which creates negative energy, or we have, you know, negative energy. Energy needs to move through us, and a lot of us are ruminating, you know, creating super lots of thoughts, can't stop, overanalyzing. You know, I was talking to a colleague of mine, a client also, and I said to him, well, you know, it's we've been going through the same thing, and there's progress, but the progress is slow. And I asked him, you know, because he's a professor, and actually a doctor, an ear doctor, and I asked him, like, what's going on, and why are we in this kind of state where we're moving forward? I can see the movement, but there's a lot of self-sabotage there through our impulsive thinking and looping, and him being a professor and a researcher and right in the field, in the hearing department of you know, being a doctor and so on. And I asked him this question, and he said, well, I think too much. I think of all the possibilities. I think about all the negatives of the possibilities. I look at all the things that can go wrong. And having a mind state or established mindset that we established mindset of thinking and analyzing, overanalyzing, reanalyzing. And he's got this, he's a super organized guy, but being overorganized, we can actually hinder ourselves that way, which is interesting. So he said, yeah, I get totally confused and I get stuck on overthinking. And sometimes I can get stuck on this field, but I forget about to see other things in my field of vision, my field of thoughts, and so on. So let's look at stuff now. How do we help reduce mind chatter and compulsive thoughts here? And some strategies that can help us. One thing that we can look at is mindfulness meditation. To practice mindful meditation regularly, to train our mind to focus on present moment and let go of the racing thoughts. There's one thing we can do. Two, we can go cognitive behavioral therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy. Consider this as maybe look into therapy. To learn this, you know, CBT it helps identify and challenge negative thoughts that these patterns. We have to question these patterns. Where are they coming from? Where is the root cause from them? And we have to learn to replace them with a more positive and realistic ones. And then we look at the third one, thought stopping. When you notice compulsive thoughts arising, mentally say stop. Or imagine a red stop sign to interrupt the thought. Yeah, so we can do interruption or distraction analysis here, and just, you know, interrupt the thoughts. Sometimes we do that through breath. If you want to come off the ruminating thought, go into the breathing, because at the same time that we can't, and what's interesting in meditation is, or breath work, we can't have thoughts and concentrate on breathing same time. There's kind of a break, an interruption of thought, and this redirects our focus to something more positive and engaging. Another way is we can go journaling. We can write down our thoughts and feelings in a journal. This can help us gain awareness of our thoughts, patterns, and identify triggers or compulsive thoughts. We can also engage in physical activities, regular exercise, walking. Just help to reduce anxiety and promote mental clarity. Be amongst trees, find activity that you enjoy, such as walking, yoga, dance, and incorporate into your routine. Now today, I actually set out something that, yes, I'm going to go for a swim today, and I normally would have a different routine, a similar routine, but I said to myself, I need to do that. And if I said I'd do it and I didn't. If I didn't, again, I'll have this, I would have cluttered mindsets, cluttered ways, and restricted and lowering down my self-value and self-esteem. But I went for that swim. It felt really good. Even though it was only for 10 minutes. The point is, the thought was there. And that was my way of engaging in physical activity, the feeling of the water, paddling around. You can do things like that. So also practice, another one is practice self-compassion. And be kind to ourselves. And practice self-compassion. Remind us that everyone's experience throughout and emotions, and it's okay to have them, and treat ourselves with understanding and acceptance. Another one is limit stimulants. Sometimes reducing stimulants like caffeine, as they contribute to racing thoughts and restlessness, we could do that. These are kind of things we can do to get rid of mind clutter and compulsive thoughts, and some of these might not be realistic, but these are kind of strategies we can use to declutter. All right, so learn to manage and reduce their impact, so we can have a greater well-being. Yes, so there's other things that we can also do. Other things. Let's go to look at some other things. We can do this acceptance and letting go. Accept and letting go is another one. Rather than trying to forcefully eradicate, get rid of or suppress your thoughts, and practice accepting, their presence without judging them. Allow them to come and go without attaching too much significance to them. Can we do that? And this you'll see that this will help us reduce the power of the hold they have on us, just by power of acceptance and surrendering. The power of surrendering, letting go. Letting those thoughts, so we stop the stop the mind chatter, stop the mind clutter. Other things we can do, of course, breathing exercise, a deep breath, and very much encouraged to do that for anxiety challenge peeps. And breathing exercise can be effective in calming the mind down. Just, investing ourselves just in the breath and repeating inhale, like calmness, exhale, getting rid of negativity. And we can say that, if my mind is relaxed, my body is relaxed. You can do that as you breathe in. When the mind breathe in, you can just kind of, my body is relaxed. When my mind is relaxed, my body is at peace and relaxed. So we can do that. We can do that. We can breathe in and we can call out mantras is another way of helping us getting rid of that mind clutter, mind chatter. Mindfulness-based stress reduction. Now, this is a good one. Mindfulness-based stress reduction. This is called the MBSR. MBSR, this is a structured program that combines mindfulness meditation, a gentle yoga, and awareness of practices. It can help like cultivate greater awareness of our thoughts and emotions and develop skills to respond to them in more a balanced way. Yeah, that one needs to be looked into. Yeah, mindfulness-based stress reduction. It's wonderful. It's got the combination of mindfulness, meditation, yoga. Yeah, that is a perfect combination to calm the mind down and stay, you know, everything's about a distraction to stop looping, find that peacefulness, find that grounding. And it's wonderful to be able to develop that skill. So we don't have to, you know, you don't get caught in the looping, the thoughts, and yeah, just realize that there's so much energy involved when it comes to mind chatter, mind clutter. So much energy involved, used in that space, and that energy can be used somewhere else. So any type of exercise is perfect for us to be able to get rid of mind clutter, mind chatter. And then we have creative thought distraction. Let's go back into that. Creating a thought distraction, only engage activities that occupy our mind and to divert our attention away from compulsive thoughts. All right, some people have got OCD. This might be a good one for them. And compulsive disorders, right? Any type of thing. This is a good thing. This could include like hobbies, creative pursuits, puzzles, engaging in conversation with others. You know, this is anything that gets us a nice distraction. We need distraction, otherwise, especially we can get caught in the super attention of compulsive thoughts. And that's the thing about people challenged with anxiety. I can see myself sometimes when I've been challenged with anxiety that I was so locked in into the, you know, into the compulsive, could be some pain, could be locked into the pain, couldn't sleep, and you're forever just trying to avoid the pain instead of learning to accept it and kind of just move to another space. We can do that. We can distract ourselves even in meditation. You know, I do have a podcast on releasing the pain, you know, learning to release the pain and focus on another part of the body that is not pained. And otherwise, we're so too involved, and sometimes, you know, maybe painkillers aren't working for us, but then we are so looping into the pain that we lose. You know, I'm sure that you might have had the experience that you couldn't get out of that looping of the pain. You're too stuck on it. It was so extreme, and it was the body was saying it's time for you to make a move, to make a decision. Otherwise, it was just so much mind clutter on, and so much looping there, right? So, yeah. Finding a way to distract ourselves so we can engage in activities that occupy our mind and divert ourselves and put that attention to something else instead of attention to the compulsive thoughts. Love that. Moving along, then we can also look at support systems. Sometimes you need to just talk to someone, right? Talk to a coach. Allow yourself to distress that. Allow yourself to express. Sometimes talking, don't keep inside, internal, keep looping. Need to get out. Need to call somebody. Need to get support. Whether you're seeing a counselor, a life coach, anxiety coach, or a therapist, it doesn't matter what it is, who they are. It's whether you're doing online or phone calls or whatever you're doing. It's just needs to be done. We have to be vulnerable and find, you know, trust and find that safe space to be able to seek and get that support required for us. Could be family, anyone that you can trust, right? Reaching out, you know, to mental health professionals, cool, for guidance and techniques and tell it to your needs. It's just talk, just spill it out. That's what we need to do, right? Okay, otherwise you'd be looping, mind clutter, the energy is bad, no sleep, all this stuff. So moving on. self-care. Sometimes we need to prioritize self-care. Activities that promote relaxation and well-being, such as getting enough sleep, so important, eating nutritional meals, engaging activities that bring us joy and fulfillment. And that's a wonderful way to make habits. Habits are created, well-being habits are created by satisfactory actions, right? That is a key ingredient to wonderful habits that energize us, not deplete us of energy. So taking care of our overall well-being, we can have a positive impact on our thoughts and patterns. We want to be energized. We want to be on top of that vibrational energy chart, okay? And then we can also look at gratitude. It's one of my favorite ones. Even though I'm feeling a little bit of pain at the moment, I'm experiencing the duality and the pain of a little bit of pain around the tooth. The tooth's trying to come out of my mouth. Being vulnerable here. There we go, looking for support. It's normal, even through this broadcast. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful I can sit here and be in the duality and be resilient in a way that I'm distracting myself through this. I'm grateful. And so we need to be able to cultivate a gratitude practice that can shift our focus from negative to intrusive thoughts to positive aspects of our life. But write down on your journals, what are you grateful about? Go and join a support group, chat group. You can write down what you're grateful about. Practice this every day. Lift ourselves on a higher vibrational level, not on a lower vibration. So regularly take time to reflect on and appreciate the things we are so grateful for. All right, so we need to have this also now. To do this, we need to have this consistent time on this and effort, so we can manage our mind chatter and compulsive thoughts, be patient with ourselves, and celebrate small victories along the way. Each step we take, or you take, towards understanding and addressing these thoughts is a step towards greater peace of mind. I think I mentioned, I wanted to also change to a slight topic, but we'll come back to this topic. Another little topic is I think we move on to, I think we're about to enter the meditation. But look, I'm so happy that you guys are here. All right, you're here, you arrived, and the calling is, something's called you to listen to this podcast. I designed them so we can be energized in the high frequencies. We can have this habit. I'm very happy. Wonder it's also helping me because I'm, this is what I love doing. This is me. And I just want to leave you with the concept of what we're doing today. Also, this is something different. I'm creating a habit and might not relate to some mind chatter, mind clutter, but I'm thinking, also in anxiety. Now, if you can picture the inner circle, what I'm trying to do here is create some know-hows or know-it or some knowledge right here on this podcast for you guys. I'm also practicing this myself. So, they say that actually the teacher learns more from more than the actual students. And we're all students and teachers, by the way, in one way or another. We're all sharing, we're all learning, we're all growing, we're all getting ourselves across the bridge of life. But I think the step one is if you can look at the core element, it begins with knowledge in life, knowing stuff, and that's what I aim to do, just create knowledge and awareness, and from there, you see, it's a positive knowledge, I know it, we become awareness, and we tend to go on a different level of consciousness. Then once we know it, the next circle from the core, we have something called, we can have some responsibility here. We become more responsible, all right? With knowledge, we become responsible. We can handle things. We know how to stop mind clutter. We know how to stop mind chatter now. we have something to do. We're more we're more aware, all right? Because we're learning to know, we're learning to grow. And once we move on now to the outer circle on that one, then we have something called some control. So he goes, know it. We then become responsible for it. Then we seem to have some more control over it. Control over our clutter, over our mind chatter. So everything that's been mentioned, you know, in this podcast on how to eradicate or get rid of mind clutter, mind chatter, we can look at that. So then when we really practice the, okay, I'm getting this, I've got this control now, I've got this, we don't really have full control, I keep mentioning that, but we have some control and some reasoning. I think comes up, control gives you some reasoning, okay? We have choice. And then from then on, we go to the outer circle from that one. Then we find that we have this connection with this thing, you know? We have control, we have some connection to what we're doing and the methods that we use, and we analyze it, and we have some structure, some system to follow. Our awareness seems to be growing out from that circle, from the inner circle. So we have this connection, everything's connection. We are one. We're expanding, you know, our energy is increasing, and we want to stay connected to the higher vibration. We want to stay connected that way. We don't want to be, we want our self-esteem to keep growing, expanding. Of course, negative will attract, and will attract the duality, but that's fine, you know. But as we keep doing this, we become more resilient instead of going back, and going back creates an anxiety. All right. And what happens next? Now we go, and it moves out to the outer circle. Once we do have the control, we seem to have this communication with our environment, inner, outer environments. We have inner, outer environments, and we have communication in a positive way. If we're hitting all those positive things, we're expanding. You know, we're traveling faster up that frequency scale, and then we move on to our realities. We have better realities. So the thing that expands, positive knowledge, know-how, become positively responsible for our actions and thinking. You know, and moving on to we seem to have a better reason. We have a reason with it better, and that gives us some control. Then we have this positive communication from that. It's expanding. It's getting bigger. You know, getting excited here. Then we have this wonderful communication. And then we have this reality. Have you ever stopped and think about if we had a negative, we didn't connect with this, we couldn't control it, it took us by the throat? I know it goes backwards and back goes back to the law of vibrations, right? So what's our reality like when we get back to the negative? Then we just get more anxiety, and attention goes deeper in the rabbit holes, more anxiety. So coming back, you know, less mind chatter, mind clutter, etc. So I want to also move on to that one. I want to share that with you before we come into a meditation. The next thing I want to I think I'm very good. I think I'm done with that one, with this knowledge of how it, you know, from the core and expansion of energy and thought, and all the methodologies that we can use to not have mind clutter, mind chatter. Oh yes, it's coming back to me. Look, I really at this point I want to recommend a wonderful book. They're called The Untethered. Untethered Soul. Whoever's listening in there, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. If you want to know how to work with consciousness and consciousness, we need to look at the first four chapters, and it's called Awareness of Consciousness. And this is a life trip and a journey that everyone needs to take on those four chapters. The first chapters are so wonderfully related to this subject, especially how we can stop the mind chatter, stop the mind clutter, just through those four chapters. So in the future I will be providing a little course on that, a mini course, and I will announce it on this particular medium here on SoundCloud, Facebook, and Spotify. I'll be announcing this, and really looking forward to it, and diving deep in those four subjects. So if you're interested, keep this space, watch out for this space, and come along. It's a freebie, it's my gift to everyone, and I'm really looking forward. I've studied the book about 7 times, and it's just phenomenal. It is one of the best sellers out there at the moment on the mind consciousness. Yeah, I thought I'd just put that one on there because it's relating to the subject a lot. So anyway, so we come into our meditation. Let's just lower our tone a little bit. Yeah, I'm so excited to be here with you and to do this particular subject. I asked the universe and I asked, what shall I talk about today? What subject shall I share? Well, it's really close to me. And there's just no point for ruminating, overthinking, waste of time, waste of energy. We have tools we can do. We can follow things we can do. We just have to make that space and taking a big breath and, just connecting with that pause, with our pause, the life of pause, the gap between everything, the gap between breath and life. And yeah, breath is everything. So so just getting ourselves prepared for a little meditation. Let's just take a moment to kind of reflect on everything that's just been said. I invite you to find your comfortable space, your position. You're allowing your body just to relax, and you're just taking a few gentle sips of air through the mouth, through the nose. Just finding some grounding, exhaling. Yeah, let's do another. Just take a bit of sip, a bit some air, sip some air in. Letting go, relaxing, feeling that space, that sensation of breath. I invite you also to close your eyes, closing your eyes gently. Just relaxing. You're in this space. There's nowhere to go. Nowhere to be at the moment, just in this wonderful, wonderful space, the pause. I'd like you to bring your attention to your breath and noticing the sensation of each inhale and exhale. Just being attentive and focusing to that just for a moment. Acknowledging the presence of your thoughts, just like passing clouds in this beautiful sky of our mind. And now gently observe the thoughts without judging them or attaching to them. Just allowing them to come and go. Just allowing them to come and go, not judging them. And notice how the mind can sometimes become entangled in a web of chatter and noise. It's like you had a second, third person in the mind. The truth is that that isn't really you. You are something beyond that mind. The subject, the objective thoughts. So And remember that thoughts are not facts. They are simply mental events passing through. They're not real. And sometimes we can think they're real, like false evidence appearing real, which is called fear, creating fear. It's not even real. And all we have to do is just like let go of the need to control or even suppress the thoughts. Just allow them to unfold naturally. They're here 1 second, they're gone the second, next second. Even just putting breath, I know, just like distracting yourself and just focusing on the breath, it stops the thoughts naturally. I'm just going to take another gentle breath, a natural breath. Take a moment here again. And then just shift your focus to the sensation in your body, grounding ourselves in the present moment. And just feel the weight of your body on a chair or a cushion, connecting with the support beneath you, connecting with the solid surfaces, wherever you are. And then we can just now bring a bit of awareness to your feet, to your toes, your right toe, your left toe, your foot. And then just noticing the sensation or the points of contact with the ground. Notice the weight. Just dropping into the weight. And now let's begin to scan your body from head to toe. Focusing from the top of your head. Focusing on the nose, on the eyes and the forehead. Attention on the neck. It holds up the head. There's a lot of energy there, a lot of restrictions, a lot of tension there. Taking a breath and notice expansion of your chest and attention on your heart, your spleen, moving that energy to your stomach, down to your pelvis, the thighs, the knees, the shins, the calves, moving attention to your legs, your ankles, your toes, and feeling any tension in that space. You know, feeling any relaxation in those spaces. And with each gentle breath that you take, imagine exhaling any unnecessary thoughts or mental clutter. Even this meditation here is a wonderful distraction from all that clutter, all those thoughts, all those unnecessary thoughts. And let's just invite a sense of spaciousness here and in stillness into your mind and body. Let's just pause here for a little bit. Notice the nothingness, no thoughts. Sometimes when you go into the gap of thought, between thoughts, thought does not want to. It's like thought is gone. When you invite thought, it doesn't arrive. It only when we put attention to thought, then it grows in volume. Let's just visualize now a calm and clear lake, just reflecting the peacefulness within you when you're on this and when you're with this calm and clear lake. And as your thoughts arise, just gently guide them and guide your attention back to the breath, or the sensation in your body. And if you do have thoughts, let's just breathe. Guide your thoughts to your breath. Inhale gently, exhale gently. And then cultivate an attitude of curiosity and compassion toward your thoughts and emotions. Be kind to them. If there's any anger, any frustrations, we have the capacity to show compassion and love towards them. Because anger and love cannot live in the same space. They're a different energy, different frequency. Different frequency on the energy vibration scale. And just recognize that you have the power to choose which thoughts to engage with and which to let go. You have the knowledge. You are responsible. We have some control. You have the choice to have a reality. You have a choice to connect with what you want to connect with. You have a choice to communicate with what you want to communicate with. Just let go. And allow any worries or concerns to be held that you're holding on to. Just be kind to them and understanding to them. Sometimes they're asking you to have some attention on them. There's a reminder there for you, or there is something that needs to be solved and it's deep rooted, and we need to go to the root cause of it so we can find it. So that is causing us a lot of friction, a lot of anxiety, a lot of frustration, because it's the root cause that hasn't been solved. Maybe we're carrying childhood, inner childhood wounds that are not recognized. Maybe we're carrying that. Maybe we can research that. And now embrace the impermanence of thoughts, knowing that they will pass like weaves or waves in the ocean, weaving and waving thoughts like the ocean. And notice now the gaps of silence. Between the thoughts, where stillness resides. And find the solace in present moment. The gap between the thoughts. And where thoughts lose their grip on our attention. And now release any judgments, any criticisms toward yourself or your thoughts. And embrace the beauty of present moment, free from the distractions of our mind clutter. And let go, just let go of the need to constantly analyze or figure things out, and let go of the chaos and the confusion that is caused. The clutter of that. And allow yourself to simply be, without the need to change, without the need to fix anything. Sometimes we can't fix anything. We don't have to get too involved in things. Some things are not fixable, some things are. We don't need to fix anyone at all. It just takes time. And we appreciate the power of the mind, our mind. which can create both chaos and peace. It's a choice from the core. From the core, which is the knowledge, the know it. The know it. Knowledge. Know how. We know how. And embrace the gift of mindfulness, which allows us to observe the mind's chatter with clarity. And with each breath, invite the sense of calm and tranquility that just washes over you. And as this meditation comes to a gentle close, carry this awareness, this information, this knowledge of the present moment into your day. Now take a moment of gratitude for the practice, for this practice, and the opportunity to cultivate a beautiful, peaceful mind. It is up to us to plant what we want in our mental fields. And take a few breaths now with me, allowing ourselves to slowly return to the present moment. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes and carry the sense of calm with you. And as you continue your day, this is Nick Janser from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, wishing you a blissful, uncluttered mind. Yeah. Namaste, my friends. To another episode, all the best.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.